Now, I have Amanda Daunt on the line from Dulux Ireland for this month's Interiors Advice. Amanda, how are you?
Hi there, how are you? And it's definitely up to getting chillier, isn't it, Deirdre? It is chilly the mornings. I was listening to that going, I can definitely empathise with the jacket for the walk, you know?
Yeah, totally. But you know, the good thing, I guess, is that because it's the weather is will be getting chillier, we'll be spending more time indoors and therefore more likely to do a bit of renovating.
Absolutely, and it's all about coming back inside now because we've had an amazing summer in terms of really lovely dry weather where you could have the opportunity to get your garden shed painted, your fences outside, your doors, your windows, your walls outside. Now it's getting a little bit chilly for that, although temperatures are quite high today, but it's going to break again on Thursday weather-wise. So people are now sort of thinking about preparing for that dreaded C word being Christmas, where they're hoping obviously to entertain lots of people over that period of time. So they're now retracting indoors and are definitely thinking about what rooms need a refresh before Christmas.
And of course, what you want to talk about today, and I genuinely wouldn't have realised this until I set about redecorating myself, there's no such thing as a typical tin of paint when you're redecorating.
It's true, and we get a lot of questions on a weekly basis about what is the right paint to use for the right job, you know, and that's really important actually, is using the right product for the right project. And that includes your timber and it includes your walls. You know, we would always ask clients when we're doing consultations, you know, do you have kids? Do you have pets? Do you have a busy household? Because that's going to be the number one answer to what type of paint they need for their walls. And we're talking then about a highly durable washable paint like our Diamond or Dulux Trade Diamond washable mat, our beautiful new Heritage collection that comes in a velvet mat, which is highly washable, our lovely Moda paint that's also washable, our Easy Care washable mat. So it's all about the washability and the durability and the performance of your paint in the walls. We certainly have a really busy household. And another thing people need to consider is, you know, painters are so expensive now, and getting your home professionally painted is really quite a big budget you need now. Sometimes it's nearly better to go just that little bit of an extra mile in terms of increasing your budget for paint as well and the paint finish. It just means that you're going to, and whether you put on, you know, a cheaper version of a paint like a vinyl mat that has no durability, or a soft sheen that's purely wipeable but it's not washable. If you wash it too much, the paint will come off on your cloth. Just go that little bit extra. Your painter is going to charge you the same price whether you go with a durable paint or whether you go with a cheaper version of a paint. So I would always say, if you have that little bit of extra budget, go with a more durable paint that's going to last you the length of time, and you're not going to be repainting sooner than what you think.
So if you do have the money to invest and get the top end paint, the good expensive stuff, we all know that it looks well, but you say it should be, you know, stains and marks should be washable. What's the best way to get stains and marks off painted walls?
So if your paint is washable, it's a scuff resistant paint, so you can get it off with a sponge or a cloth, slightly dampened, and that mark will come off without taking the paint off your walls. So it has a specific coating to make it resistant, scuff resistant, and stain resistant. Now, there are amazing products in our trade range, like our Dulux Scuff Shield, which we use in schools, we use in hospitals where there will be huge wear and tear on corridors with hospital trolleys, with school kid bags, particularly down corridors in classrooms where there is a lot of manual handling with walls, you know, where there's a lot of people hitting off walls and stuff like that. So, you know, you can go steps higher again, particularly for commercial projects. There's different grades of paint. But for your domestic household, your Heritage velvet mat, your Moda washable, luxury washable mat, your Easy Care washable mat and your tinted range, which is your Dulux Trade Diamond washable mat, are all more than adequate for a household.
So let's just break it down a little bit more, Amanda. Let's say you have a young family and you have a couple of kids who are quite small and they're running around and they're putting chocolatey fingers on the walls, and maybe you have a few pets as well who are rubbing against it and bringing mud in and that type of thing. What's the best paint you would suggest for houses like that that are busy?
So busy households, definitely with pets and wet tails and paws and everything, would be your Dulux Trade Diamond washable mat. So it's a washable paint. You can get lots of colours mixed into those colours. That would be the best paint for that, for a busy household. So it's going a little bit at the higher end of the market, but when you have pets and when you've hurley sticks and camogie sticks and you name it coming in the hallway, but you don't need to do every room in that, Deirdre. It's really your busy areas. Like, your hallway is always a transient space. You're going from A to get to B, you know, but it is a very busy area with shopping, with, you know, you're going, it's in and out all the time with laundry coming down the stairs, up and down the stairs, gets a lot of wear and tear on your wall space. So that's where I would put my money into. Your sitting room would be another hard wear and tear area. If you have an open plan living kitchen, dining room, that would definitely be a warrant, a washable paint. And your hallway, your bedrooms then could, I would go to the next level then, and I would go, you know, your Easy Care washable mat, slightly cheaper product than your Diamond washable mat, and there's always offers in store on those products as well. I would try and go washable throughout, but there's different grades of washable mat depending on the grade of paint. So, you know, your Easy Care washable mat is a really, really good product as well. You could put those into bedrooms. It just means if you have a little toddler and they put crayons on the wall or they spill their drink on a wall, there is a repellency in that Easy Care washable mat where your liquids will bead and you will be able to wash that off the wall. The same with your crayons. So where you can afford a washable paint throughout, it would be brilliant. But there are different forms and prices of washable mat as well. I would try and stay away from your vinyl mats and your vinyl soft sheens because they don't give the durability, and try and go where possible for a washable matte paint throughout. It's a flat finish, but it's highly washable.
Okay, well, listen, I'm sure lots more information will emerge as we go through the questions for you, Amanda. So if you're okay, we'll start with one from Julie.
Perfect, yep.
Julie says, I'm going to varnish my inside doors. I need to sand them first. So what I need to know is, do I wash them first, and what do I wash them with?
Okay, so all the surfaces need to be clean before you consider painting. So there's some really good, like sugar soap would be perfect. So obviously dilute your sugar soap. I think it's 1 to 10. It'll tell you the dilution because it's highly concentrated on the back of the jar. But a sugar soap would be fine. Dilute that down, wash all the areas, but then rinse that door as well. So what you're doing is you're washing the area first with the sugar soap. Throw that dish away, get pure water, lukewarm water, and rinse that away just in case there's any residue of the sugar soap. So you want that, obviously, detergent free. Let it dry off. You can sand then. Well, you'll only need to give it a slight sand if you're re-varnishing over an existing varnished surface. So it's a slight sand just to create an adhesion. You don't need to go back down to the bare wood. So slight sand. So again, you're dusting that dust off with a lint-free cloth. Dust that off again so you don't want the dust to go into the varnish. And then we don't really have a huge amount of varnishes. We do have a Dulux Trade diamond glaze. It's a clear varnish and a satin glaze. So we just do clear varnishes. We don't obviously do a range of dyed stained varnishes. You'd need to go to another brand for that. But that will give you the basics to get started there.
Now, a caller has a bungalow and the house is painted wild garlic by Dulux. What they want to know is, have you any suggestions for windowsills and borders? So I'm sure you can probably imagine wild garlic, yeah.
Yeah, wild garlic is actually a colour trend colour. So it's one of our competitors' colours. Okay. So wild garlic is the green. It's a green, but that's fine. I can give this lady advice anyway. It depends on the frames of her windows. So what a really nice colour with wild garlic would be Ackle White from our Dulux Weather Shield exterior colours. Ackle White is very good with greens, okay? And that will frame your windowsills. It'll also frame your reveals if you want to paint your reveals and if you want to use it on the plinth at the bottom.
Okay.
Talk about on Radio Kerry.
Now we're with Amanda Daunt from Dulux Ireland. We're talking about paint and paint colours. Amanda, another question for you. This is from a listener who's just purchased an outside composite door, which will be in a south-facing position. And the question is, should it be oil painted?
No. So you can paint composite doors. There's no problem with doing that. We treat that as if it's a PVC. So if she uses a Dulux Trade Super Grip Primer, that will create an adhesion for the top coat to adhere to it. So we would suggest go water-based now because it's going to be much quicker to dry, particularly if she's considering painting it now because the drying time is less during the day. And also, you know, the VOCs in a water-based paint are much lower. So oil-based is really going now. So there's lots of different colours that she can select from our exterior weather shield water-based satin woods. A really lovely one is Moonlight Lagoon. There's another lovely hot pink called Raspberry Lane. And again, it just depends on what the exterior of her property is like. But if she would like to send us a DM through Facebook or Instagram, we certainly can book her in for a Let's Chat colour appointment and help her choose the right colour for her front door.
Very good. Now, this listener, it's not necessarily about paint, but they'd like your expert opinion anyway. They've black tiles in their kitchen floor and cream laminated kitchen units. The listener says the black tiles really darken the kitchen. Unfortunately, this is my second round of floor tiles on the floor, which limits my options. I have a small lounge opening from the kitchen area, which has a wooden floor. This also needs to be replaced. I wonder, would Marley flooring be an option?
Okay, I'm not familiar with Marley flooring. But I'm assuming she's thinking about laying flooring over the tiles.
Yes, that's what I'm thinking.
So she's not taking them up. If Marley is a vinyl, if it is a vinyl floor finish, it's not going to work unless it's, well, even if it's really thick, it won't work because in time, you will actually see the grout lines coming up through the vinyl. So because your floor isn't completely 100% flat, one even level. So if that is a vinyl flooring laying on top of a tile flooring, it's not going to work because of the grout lines in your tiles will eventually start coming up with wear and tear and walking on it. If it's laminate flooring, absolutely, that should work, providing your tiles, you have enough room, number one, going from your lounge into your kitchen, and it's not going to create a trip hazard, so that there is a little bit of room between your lounge floor and your tile floor that will take the laminate, the millimetre height of the laminate. So it's something probably that requires somebody really to come out and have a look at your flooring, your existing flooring, if you're trying to avoid hacking the tiles up. But definitely vinyl will not work, because I tried to do that myself and it just will not work. Yeah, I learned that the hard way, unfortunately, in my porch area, thinking I'll get away with this, and you know, contrary to what they said in the store, it definitely does come. You won't see it in the first month, but you will see it in time. The imprint of your grout lines will come through your vinyl.
Now, this is a listener in Killarney who says, my kitchen is currently a very pale grey, almost white units. I love blue and would like to paint the units blue, but I'm wondering, would it darken my kitchen, and could Amanda suggest a particular Dulux paint blue?
Yeah, blues are lovely. Blues are really in. It depends on how much light she has coming into her kitchen. like you could go with a light blue as opposed to if you want to change it slightly over from your light grey. Now, there's gorgeous blues in our heritage collection, and a really lovely one that I've seen recently on units is Country Sky from our heritage collection. Now, another beautiful colour, if she had the light, would be Denim Drift, much, much darker than that, but it's a grade off blue. It's a really beautiful one on woodwork. And I definitely recommend using a diamond satin wood finish. It's just going to give you a little bit more hard wearing for painting your units when your kitchen will get a lot of wear and tear on a daily basis. Slightly lighter than that would be a colour called Smoky Ridge, also another beautiful colour that you can get mixed into a diamond satin wood as well. And obviously the Country Sky from Heritage will come already in an eggshell finish. So there's three colours there that you could consider. I definitely get testers of all those three. Paint two coats out onto white card and blue tack them on your existing light grey units and see which one is looking better in your space. If it can take that volume of from light to dark, you may be looking for a mid-tone in between.
This listener also, by the way, says that she loves the maritime teal from Dulux, but she thinks it might be too dark for her units.
Yep, that is a beautiful colour. It's a greeny teal, a really lovely one, and it's really nautical actually. If you're living by the sea, it would be a beautiful one for your woodwork actually in your home. Like your front door would be beautiful, the inside of your front door would be amazing in that. Kitchen units would be lovely. It could be a colour on your kitchen that you might tire of very easily because it's really on trend at the moment. So just think about the longevity of painting units as well. You will have your whole house painted before you will even finish. So intricate between the priming, the sanding in between, the undercoat, the two coats of top coat, that's four coats per door, plus your carcass. So you will have your whole house been finished much quicker than what you would have a kitchen unit. So you really need to think of the longevity of colour. I've seen it in a bathroom. It's amazing in bathroom, the woodwork in a bathroom. It's beautiful. But I'd nearly keep that colour to areas that aren't seen as much rather than your kitchen, because you could tire of such a dramatic colour in a kitchen
very
space
easily.
That you're going to be in all the time.
Yeah, this is it. Amanda, unfortunately we've got to leave it there for this month, but just remind people about how they can get a colour consultation with you.
Of course. So we now have launched a new email address. So you're more than welcome to email us with your queries and your photographs, and we'll certainly book you into our system for a Let's Chat Colour consultation. And it's letschatcolour@axonobel.com. So it's AKZONOBEL.com. Or send us a DM on Dulux Facebook or Dulux Instagram, and we'll book you in. Delighted to help everybody.
Fantastic. Amanda, we'll chat to you again very soon, and thank you for all of that.
Thank you so much, Deirdre.